Some of the Continentals from the 1st Maryland Brigade flee north along the Great Wagon Road, while others join the survivors of the 2nd Brigade and escape through the pine forest and swamps. Tarleton's cavalry cannot follow them through the rough terrain, but Tarleton notes that his mounted troops have many other fugitives to pursue.
As soon as the rout of the Americans became general, my cavalry advanced with great rapidity towards Rugeley's Mill. On the road, many officers and men were made prisoners. The American cavalry and some militia made a stand behind a creek near Rugeley's Mill, but were overwhelmed when my horsemen charged them. The chase commenced again and did not terminate until the Americans were dispersed. In a pursuit of 22 miles, we captured most of the enemy's wagons and supplies.
An American militiaman describes the frenzied chase.
Not only the road, but the whole field was covered with the fleeing troops, and the enemy's cavalry rode left and right, rushing down upon the defenseless fugitives.
Many women camp followers and their children are caught up in the pursuit. These women have accompanied their husbands, brothers, or male companions to war and assist the troops by cooking, doing laundry, and nursing the sick and wounded.
The night before the battle, General Gates ordered the army supply wagons and the women and children to go north. We moved very slowly and in the morning heard the roar of battle south of us. Suddenly, a swarm of men came running past, shouting that all was lost and the army had been destroyed. The wagon driver in front of us jumped on a horse, cut it loose from its harness, and rode away. Our driver managed to get around the abandoned wagon and had the team galloping when he had to turn off the road to avoid another wagon. We hit a stump and overset. I flew about 15 feet, still holding my daughter, and we landed in the pine needles, unhurt. But many of the women and children struck trees, and some were pinned under the wagon and badly hurt. Some who could ran off. My daughter and I stayed to tend the injured.